Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hi there, news listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 28th of January, 2021. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening over the past couple of days, and we got it for you in about 5 minutes. All right, before we get into the news, for iOS users, did you update? You know, 14.4, pretty much everywhere the other day. You need to update. There's security exploits, blah, 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 blah. Yes, Apple is telling everybody it is definitely best that you update your device as soon as possible. Of course, those of you that are eligible to. Sorry, didn't want to make it a full story. Just seen it so much the last few days, I thought, okay, let's just include it right at the first, which leads us into our other story. Apple, yeah, hell of a lot of money in their bank. Yeah, Apple surpassed $100 billion in their quarterly revenue for the first time in its history. Yep, I can hear Tim Cook laughing from here all the way to the bank. Now, of course, with Apple's new earnings that have been released, it's pretty much showing that the iPhone 12, the Mini, the iPhone Pro 12, and the Pro Max 12 are doing pretty well when it comes to sales. Of course, there's also with the whole point of a lot of us working from home still, and who knows how much longer that's gonna last, Apple's Mac and iPad lines have also been skyrocketing in sales as well. In fact, from what we've heard, iPad sales are up 41%. Pretty much when it comes down to if you got any Apple stock right now, boy, you are happy today. Staying with news, it's pretty much reflected with the lockdown that's been going on worldwide. Facebook usage, yeah, is skyrocketed as well. And of course, with more usage on Facebook, that means Facebook's doing pretty well in the banking department. More than $28 billion in revenue, with a profit of $11.2 billion. Now, as far as Facebook usage goes, well, about 1.84 billion people were using the social network at least once a day back in December. And as of December 31st of last year, 2.8 billion people have actually checked Facebook at least once in the past 12 months. Pretty broad numbers, I know. But it's also shown even the folks out there that don't like Facebook actually peeked in on Facebook at least some point last year. Staying with social media and social media companies making and spending money, Twitter's more or less spending money because they've acquired Revue, meaning it looks like Twitter's getting into newsletters. For those of you unfamiliar, Revue is an email service that lets writers publish newsletters. So this may be Twitter's route to capitalize maybe on writers, journalists, and publications. In fact, their statement with regarding purchasing Revue, they said they want to help organizations and writers grow their readership faster and at a much larger scale than anywhere else. They're also wanting to do a little competition with Substack as well. That's the other rival email newsletter service that I'm sure a lot of our listeners out there are already familiar with. Particularly over the past year, it's been growing quite a bit in popularity. As for now, though, Twitter says they plan to continue operating Revue as a standalone service, and they just want to focus on improving the way writers create their newsletters. Finally, there's a lot of ticked off people in the EU when it comes to their Nintendo Switches. So much so, the BEUC has actually targeted Switch consoles, particularly the controllers. Yep, legal action is coming Nintendo's way from about 25,000 complainants. Now, the BEUC said it filed a complaint with the European Union and National Consumer Protection Organizations after users showed that their two game controllers, at least within the first 2 years, simply just broke and didn't work anymore. The main problem is there's a glitch where the character can move within games without any input from the user. And if that sounds familiar, well, the same thing happened back in 2019 in the US. Yeah, Nintendo was sued over there as well for the same problem. The BECU says their main objective, of course, is to have a European-wide investigation into the problem, seeking an order for Nintendo to address the premature failures of its product. Yeah, we'll see how this one goes. Got yourself a story no one else is listening? Send it on over to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, located at britishtechnetwork.com. Subscribe to all the BTN content over there. Check out our blog as well. Of course, we're on Facebook at British Tech Network or Twitter at British Tech. And join our community at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way for your FRIDAY edition tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.